The Debutante by Kathleen Tesoro.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. In the heart of the City of London, tucked into one of the winding streets behind Gray's Inn Square and Holborn Station, there's a narrow passage known as Jockey's Fields. It's a meandering, uneven thread of a street that's been there largely unchanged since the Great Fire. Regency carriages gave way to Victorian hackney cabs, and now courier bikes speed down its sloping, cobbled way, diving between pedestrians. It was early May, unseasonably hot, only 9 in the morning, and already 76 degrees. A cloudless blue sky set off the white dome of St. Paul's Cathedral in the distance. The pavement swelled with armies of workers streaming from the nearby tube station, girls in sorbet-coloured summer dresses, men in shirt sleeves, jackets over their arms, carrying strong coffee and newspapers, the rhythm of their heels a constant tattoo on the pavement. Number 13, Jockey's Fields, was a lopsided, double-fronted Georgian building, painted black many years previously, and in need of a fresh coat, sandwiched between a betting office and a law practice. The door of Devereux and Diplock, valuers and auctioneers of quality, was propped open by a Chinese ebony figure of a small pug dog, most likely 18th century, but in very bad repair, in the hopes of encouraging a gust of fresh morning air into the premises.